I don't think this is a negative statement. I think this statement, Australian government has the right to make the statement because, as the minister has pointed out, it is the people's money, it's the taxpayers' money, and they need to see that it is doing good, and that good must also benefit Australia. So they need to see a return on the investment. Second, that why I'm saying this is not a negative statement in that it comes at a time that it gives the challenge that PNG needs. That the minister's statement is very clear. Aid is not a charity, but development assistance to help countries get on their feet and end up building their own systems, which I quote from her statement. And that's important. That's as straightforward as you get. It's telling the PNG government to take the responsibility and start seizing this moment, seizing this challenge, and building their own country and standing on their own 2 feet. So I think, as far as people in PNG are concerned, from what I have gathered, that the government needs a wake-up statement, and this comes at a time that now you have the elections coming through in the next few months. It puts the government on the spot, saying that what have you done with what has been given, and with your management of the country, now you are being held accountable by an international donor country. So I think this statement is a positive one as far as holding the government accountable.
Well, let's look at it from the other perspective. Why would the PNG government, knowing that this request to turn the aid budget into direct budgetary support for their budget would be knocked back, why would they ask this in the first place?
The PNG government, this current government, when they first came into power, they promised the people a lot of things. And one of them was that, things like you will have free health and free education system, that you don't have to pay any bills for it. And that's because the PNG government was having high hopes in the natural resources. At the time, the largest LNG, liquefied natural gas, Highlands of Papua New Guinea, promises billions of dollars of revenue coming to the country. So the PNG government came into power with high hopes and greater promise. Now, over time, they have gone about as well with that expectation from the natural resources. They've gone and got loans from overseas countries, and especially loans from China.
Essentially, what you're saying is they spent money they didn't actually have.
Well, they expect money to come in, and then they went about on a more spending spree, and what happened was when this money came from those natural resources, it was diverted into the loan to pay off the loan. So all the promises are not getting fulfilled. So they're now tapping into the aid and seeing how they can tie the aid into their current budget.
Now that this request from the PNG government has been all but knocked back, all that remains is for it to be formally rejected, do you think that this incident will have any ramifications for the diplomatic relationship? Or do you think, as you were suggesting earlier, it could actually be a positive thing?
I think the timing of this statement is also quite important in that Manus Island Detention Centre was a blockade on Australia's action in PNG, in that Australia was quiet on many issues. Now Manus Island has been ruled illegal, and it allows Australia to have a more free say in what is going on. With the elections coming up, the O'Neill government is losing mostly support within the domestic space as well. So it is unlikely that they will be coming back from July going forth. So I think with the new government coming in after the election, there might be change that I'm not sure, but going forward, the important relationship between Australia and PNG will still be intact. With the APEC summit coming up in 2018, Australia is invited to play an important role as well. So I don't think this statement alone would create a lot of rift between the two long-term partners.